And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
As we were driving in this morning,
yes.
Dark, always dark when we come into work.
Absolutely.
And wet this morning in the Ballerine. Wet for you?
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, has it just started raining? I looked at the radar and no, it had been raining for a while and I hadn't heard it.
Oh,
you know what I'm
wow.
saying? The other morning, I woke up and it was hard to get out of bed because it was raining. It was so nice.
That wasn't with me, but I'm sure Lingy enjoyed that little story.
I did say to you.
But when it is wet and dark, right, one of the things I find, and I'm big on road safety, okay, even though I'm also big on road rage, which I also did this morning, but that's okay.
I love the fact that you just do it. Like you're not, when we say road rage, you would never get out of your car, but you certainly
I wouldn't get out of my car. I'm joking.
Certainly have
We're
a bit to
joke
say.
Makers.
You have a bit to say.
And
the odd gesture.
And the horn might
and
get
the horn?
It. The horn got to go this morning.
Yeah. And the horn is okay.
Someone crossed, like I was waiting at the traffic lights. The traffic light went green and then someone walked in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
And then they weren't like, sorry about it.
And so
I beat them, like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
Like,
to be fair,
it's
if they're
annoying.
Walking around at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, there was maybe a bit of that, I realised afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care
if you walk in front of me. Just give me a bit of I'm sorry.
Yeah,
if
of course.
I don't get a bit of I'm sorry, my anger goes tenfold.
Yeah, I know. But
like,
I just
even
love that
you thank
don't
you wave. I don't care.
Like, people,
I can't help it.
A real good chance people are like, that's the lady from the radio. She just flipped me the bird and said some stuff about my family that I didn't even believe was physically possible.
No, I would never. And I don't agree with Ro Rage at all, I must say.
I'm
I think it's a problem
scared.
In
I'm
this.
Too scared. That's that thumb from the radio show. Why is he wiggling at me?
Really? Oh, yeah. No, it's, I mean, there's a spectrum, you might say, of my anger and what you might get on any given day, and I'm sorry. But the other thing is, driving when it's dark in the rain, are we all just pretending we know where we are?
What do you mean?
On the road?
Oh, no, you got to look for the lines.
Yeah, I get it. But with the amount of roadworks and changes, sometimes, especially if we're in the morning and there's not a lot of people around, sometimes I feel like, I guess I'm in the right spot. I guess I'm stopped in the right spot.
I'm in a lane.
I guess I'm in a lane or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just kind of have to guess.
Sometimes it's really hard with the reflections as well from the lights.
Yes.
And the water on the road.
Yes.
You know what that is?
What?
You're getting old.
No, I'm
Your
not.
Your eyes are getting
I'm not
old.
Getting old. It's the fact that there's no one else around.
Mm,
there's been so
true.
Many road changes.
Yeah.
And so I'm a follower.
Yeah? Okay.
And so I need to know. So I just wanted to put my hand up and say I'm pretending that I know what I'm doing when I'm driving in the wet, and I'm also hoping that you will feel this is a safe space to put your hand up as well.
I will concede that sometimes I'm like, am I in the lane or not?
Yeah.
Occasionally. But I tell you what's a dead giveaway, right?
Mm.
If you can't tell with your eyes, if in the car the sound of you driving goes from to you're probably not in the right place.
Okay.
Back on the road. Get off the footpath.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know how when you change something about yourself, you're like, oh, you haven't said anything.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, right? And I decided.
Oh, yeah.
I
know
decided
where this is going. Yeah, yeah.
To do something with you in solidarity because there's been some talk around town that I am not supportive of my friend, even though being supportive is telling them when they look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I will not do that again. Bless your heart.
No, tell me when I look ridiculous because apparently no one else will. So.
Well, yeah, but maybe I saw you, you know, and we're talking about your tan right now.
Yeah.
Because you get free tans at your gym and you've decided anything free, I'll take it.
So I did it once. And the response was so scathing that I actually took you aside and said, hey,
I know.
Are we cool?
Like, I felt so bad.
Usually we'll rib each other and they'll be like, but you're all right at the end of it. But there was no, but you're all right at the end of it. And so I was like, oh, maybe she's annoyed about something else and she's just like,
no.
It's manifesting itself.
Well, there probably was a bit of that too. But because you were like eating in a meeting that week and it was just driving.
It was a lot,
bonkers.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a lot of a week.
I see, you reckon you're a lot. I'm a lot too.
You're not, and I love you so much. But it is, Yes, and then I realised, you know what? Sometimes making jokes at your friend's expense, it's all fun and games until sometimes you might feel like, well, no, I'm trying something new. I'm wearing five rings and I want my friends to be supportive about that.
I'm in my Johnny Depp era.
Well, that's the thing. Don't know. We're not. Don't, that doesn't. No. Johnny Depp, like 21 Jump Street. Yeah, no, don't. He's terrible. But so now I've decided, look, as a friend, when you're really good friends with someone and they're trying something new, the first thing you do is, what's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Now, I thought today's a Christmas party, which I've mentioned 100 times already, and I thought I need to put in some effort because if Tom's rocking up with a tan, I don't want him to feel like he's uncomfortable and then no one supports him. And as you can see.
Yeah. You've got your guns out, mate. You've taken your jumper off and you've got – you are looking – stunning.
I'm not, and that's okay. I'm having a bit of a. I know I say this a lot, but I'm having a bit of a.
No, you're beautiful.
I'm not. I'm a bit in a bit of an ugly stage, and that's fine.
You are.
But I I tanned. I've tanned.
Did you do that yourself? You rubbed that one on. Yeah. Okay.
I've tanned.
Mine's in the booth, but I didn't. I haven't gone back to the well. So if I had known, I would have tanned.
I know. So I rocked up today, fully tanned.
Yeah.
And I'm talking. I've got the driest skin. Yeah. Right.
But I can't see your ankles. you wear lots of clothes. Like you wear long.
Yeah. Today at the Christmas party, I'm wearing a singlet.
Yeah.
And my skirt goes to just above my ankle bone.
Okay. So we won't be able to see your knees. So when you arrive, I won't be able to say, "Hey, everyone, she's got her knees out.
See,
look at the baby faces.
See how? It's
baby faces in her knees." That was
how
one.
Come it's okay when you do it.
That was one client Christmas
at
party.
At a client Christmas party with people we don't know.
Yeah.
And they all stopped to look at me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, right. So I've tanned up today for you, but you haven't come to the party.
Well,
that's fine.
Okay. So the moral of the story is tell me if you're going to do it because you know I am up for any dumb idea.
It's not. Always. I was trying to be supportive with you and in your. You know, whatever it is that you're doing.
Sorry, not a dumb idea. Do you know, I did yesterday, I was at the gym and I was like, do I? And then I got a magnesium spray instead. So if that's why
what
I smell.
What is that?
They do, the same machine will spray you with magnesium instead of tan.
There's a lot happening.
There's a lot going
on. There's a lot happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Add another ring, I reckon.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now, if there was a bit of traffic on your Friday night, you might jump in your car and think I've got to go somewhere. I'm straight on the Google Maps.
I'm a Waze guy. It was introduced to me. And sure, it did have me sort of in Melbourne trying to turn right onto Dandenong Road.
Okay.
Across three or four lanes.
Yeah.
A tram line, another tram line, island sort of arrangement, and then into another four lanes. So, you know, and I thought, am I supposed to do this on two wheels or four?
Well, you're the one that's selling it.
I know. So it is a little bit like
it's that. A little bit like, hey, why don't you just try and go down these seven streets all windy and I'm sure it'll be easier. That's why I feel like Google's a bit more, look, we might take a minute longer than Waze. But we're trustworthy. We'll get you on those main roads and we'll get you through.
We just won't give you any of the other information that you need.
That's kind of it too. So what are you? Are you team Google or are you team Waze? Let's go to Ash from Ocean Grove. Where do you stand, mate?
I have to say I'm a team Wazer.
Yes.
You're a Wazer. Do you love a thumbs
only
up?
Only because I've been using it for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I used to be a Google Maps user because Google Maps is the go-to for the world. But Waze just is very interactive, and that's what makes it good to understand, I think.
Yeah.
Do you find that it sends you, like, in random places?
Yes, but I think I switch on a bit before I get too far off my course, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you find...
And it also gives you an option, like, Loggy, you were talking about going up Bellarine Highway and MacKillop, and because I drive up that way twice a week.
Yeah.
Waze takes me usually that way, but one day it's taken me to Lewis, and that was faster. And this morning I chose that because it was faster, but the map told me to go Bellarine Highway. So
Don't get me wrong, you're in charge. You can drive where you want.
Yeah, see, I always forget that.
Yes. 10 and 2, you still need to steer the car, yeah?
Yeah,
and your brain can decide where it goes. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's amazing. Do you find that there's a little discrepancy between what the GPS speed says on the screen and what your Odo says? Or not your speedo?
Yeah, definitely. I rely on Waze to tell me that I'm doing the right speed limit.
Yeah,
same. There you go.
Same.
A lot of trust.
But I will say, I did check before I rang. I opened Google Maps and they have your speedo now.
Oh, thank you.
And they also have an option to report construction and stuff on the side of the road and everything like Waze does. So I'm not sure. I haven't used it, but it seems like they're getting the user-friendly side of it rather than Waze.
I like that. Well, welcome to 2020.
But you know what? You don't get a thumbs up. So is my understanding.
I don't get a report of how many Wazes I've helped across the
day. No, exactly. Yeah. You don't get the little things on the screen.
What's your little character look like? Just quickly before we let you go. Have you done something with you? Have you picked a different car?
No. I'm pretty sure it's just that little red man.
Oh, okay. I have Gru's car from Minions, his spaceship.
Of course you do. I changed my car on Google and I hated it. It was like, too much change. I don't like this.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Tony's in Cariah. Morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Your team Waze or team Google Maps?
It's all work. I drive about 3,500 to 4,000 Ks per month. Mm. I've used both apps and I can't stand Waze.
Okay.
I'm Google all the way.
Okay, and what is that reason?
So especially when you're driving up through Melbourne, all of those interactive features and the fact that it's peer-fed majority for its information, it just goes off its tree. You get messages sent from other people, and they're going, where are you sitting? How can you see where I am? And I had it explained to me one day that literally everyone that's using Waze can see where you are because of those little icons and everything that you set up.
Yeah.
So they can't see your little car.
Yeah, so with Google, I think it was 35 reports have to be put in for an incident before it's actually put on the map.
Okay.
So there's one incident, one report put in, it gets put straight on the map. So there's a lot of fake reports that are put up on, especially from your younger drivers.
Yeah, right. That's just
for
that's
a bit of fun.
Pest behaviour, isn't it? What do you say, Google? I've heard that. You know, councils, governments, that kind of thing can have Google Maps divert you down roads that they want you to go down because that's the thoroughfare and they want that to be the arterial rather than the necessarily the quicker route. What say you, Tone?
I agree with that. So I know that Google Maps works extremely closely to Vic Roads incident app. So if there's an incident put on the Vic Roads app, it gets put straight onto Google Maps.
Mm.
You know too much.
Like current and stuff like that. Yeah. I've done a lot of K's over the last 5 years. It's crazy.
Okay.
So, and I went through a stage where I looked at both apps, worked out which one was the best. The other thing I find with Google is that if there's an accident, it instantly changes your course, expecting that delay. And sometimes you don't always get that delay, so you end up travelling a little bit further. Because of an incident that might not actually delay you.
Bit of a knee-jerky reaction sort of thing there.
But what's your icon?
Yeah. are you driving a Gru spaceship from Minions? Because if you are not, then I win. So there you go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We were just talking about Waze versus Google, which app you use to get around, which maps.
Yeah, you're a Waze guy, I'm a Google gal, and we can't really change. I've definitely tried Waze, but I just don't trust it. I feel like you send me down random streets, and I just need the stability of a highway, you know?
So I had a message from a very dear friend of mine who said, I've noticed recently if you keep logging potholes on Waze, they actually get fixed. He said there are a few big ones post all the rain that are now fixed. I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but here's the real kicker. And this is going to blow everything that we've been talking about out of the water. He goes, I thought Google bought Waze. Right? And do you want to know? Google owns the Waze app. Google acquired Waze in June 2013. They've owned it for 12 years. It's been around since 2008. It was 5 years old and they bought it for $1.3 billion. It now operates as a subsidiary of Google's parent company. Someone owns Google. I'm learning so much this morning. I thought Google owns the world. But no, there's a company that owns Google. They're called Alphabet Inc.
So there's no big Google in the sky or anything?
No, well, there is, but it's above the sky, there's Alphabet Inc., right?
Wow.
So the three big multimedia tech, multinational technology companies are Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet Inc., who you never hear about.
Oh, secrets. Secrets.
Oh, my goodness. So they operate it, it maintains its independence. I'm talking about Waze now. And
sure
continues
it does.
Continues to operate as a separate app, though some of its features have been integrated into Google Maps.
That's
why? Because
why.
They're the same company.
Okay.
It's always, we always get stuck in the middle. I mean, Coles and Woolies. I mean, Apple and Samsung. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just
you know what I mean?
Brands.
Like,
yeah, yeah. No, I'll see how many you can get
saying?
Out.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah, no, I do.
I'm shattered. I thought I was supporting the little guy.
Yeah.
I thought I was on the rebel app.
There is no little guy. They don't exist anymore. We're all owned by Meta.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There's a movement now on socials that people are finally catching up, right?
Yeah.
And that is grown men wearing backpacks.
Okay.
Do you remember there was like the Cats representatives where someone was wearing a dicky little backpack at the draft and I was like, what are you doing, mate? You're not 12.
No, but I have a backpack. I wear a backpack every day. So
you're not
I
a
don't
man though, so
understand.
That's, it can be cute when you do it.
Really? Yeah. Am I cute?
You are cute.
Yeah. No, you could wear a backpack. Who cares? But you're just like, absolutely not. Is it the fashion thing? Is it the fact that you should be able to support? You don't need two straps to support what's in your...
Just get a bag like an adult. Get a side
you
satchel.
You have a satchel.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
You've
an adult
got a satchel.
Bag. That's an adult bag as opposed to a backpack, which has, you know, Tarzos in it.
Yeah.
Pokemon
does.
Cards.
Mine does have Pokemon cards in it.
Can't exactly,
lie to you.
Right?
Cannot
so lie. There's a movement. So there's a, on socials at the moment, people are not naming and shaming, but they're sharing videos and photos of guys on trains and trams with backpacks on and who don't like. So when you're getting on, like as someone who caught the train to school
a
lot.
Yeah.
You understand, right? I've got a big ass backpack on.
Yeah.
I'm about to get into a busy ass tram or a train.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it off and I'm going to hold it in front of me.
Yes.
So that I'm not, boom, swinging it around.
Bang, bang,
boom,
bang.
Swinging
bang.
It around
yes.
and smacking it into
but
people.
But see, you have social awareness. On the scale of social awareness, I have too much, you have just enough, and other people don't have any.
It is wild to me, but apparently there are men everywhere who are A, wearing backpacks, good on you, hero, and B, if you're past year 12, grow up.
No, I'm a backpack lover and I love the backpack,
I'm
so
sorry.
Keep on wearing them.
I am sort of straying into my own personal beef situation here. What we're talking about is the public transport or in a crowded
Did
area.
Someone in a backpack make you feel insignificant? I feel like this is a real, it's deep-seated.
It's an inner child thing.
Yeah.
I don't
backpack
know.
Did
I don't
wrong.
Know. Let's unpack it together another time. pack it.
Yeah.
So I just, it's wild to me that you would get on a busy, like in a closed quarters like that and leave your backpack on and then go, oh, sorry. Or not even say sorry, just whack people with it.
Full train. People sneeze with their mouth open in your face. People are the worst.
Yeah.
Humans are horrible.
All right, so the lesson here is get a car. But also, if you're an adult man with a backpack, grow up!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.